I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Even with heightened tensions among Muslims around the world, the World Bible Translation Center's Gary Bishop says God is doing some great things. As a result of the 54th annual National Prayer Breakfast held in Washington, D.C. earlier this month, he got a chance to hear firsthand how the Arabic New Testament on CD is impacting lives.
Within the Islamic world, whether it be Pakistan or whether it be Jordan or other places, there is just a strong movement of God. And we feel particularly privileged to join God in what he's doing by making Arabic scripture available.
Next, the food shortage in Tanzania is hitting the Grace Ministries Bible School there hard. The latest report from the Tatanda Bible School is that students have no food and won't be able to come back to classes. A bag of corn costs more than twice the average for this time of year, and next year will be worse since the rains have been very poor. Pray for the Tatanda School and the students there that the classes would be able to resume on schedule. And in Ghana, West Africa, God is doing some exciting things through Oasis International Ministries. Their training center offers Bible courses, seminars, and vocational training to help build up leaders for the church. Pastor Ambrose Brennan with Oasis spoke to us from Ghana about the impact of their work.
Especially in the church communities, I think a lot of the local pastors are seeing that some of the students here that have gotten some of the Bible training and leadership training, they're able to use them more as far as evangelism and just helping in the local church.
Communities are affected as lives are changed and churches are strengthened. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set our homepage to missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.